heading over to Michigan to chat with Donna about a painting project. What can we do for you?
Hi. My son has, in his room, we had painted it bright red and had sponge painted over top of it white. And I want to change that. He's 13 now, and he wants a Detroit Tigers bedroom.
All right.
So.
It seemed like a good idea at the time, huh, Donna?
Yeah. So I was just wondering, you know, what I should do. What's the first step?
Definitely primer. And especially since you know what colors you're going to go with. You're going with blue and orange for the Tigers, correct?
Correct.
So you know what colors you want. So you need to get your primers tinted. And they'll do this for you at the home center. Just have them tint the primer to each color. And you want to make sure, I don't know if you're doing like a half and half, like orange on top and blue on the bottom. But you want to make sure that you're priming for the appropriate color of the top coat. It's going to help make sure that you get rid of that red the first time with the primer. And then when your top coat goes over, you're getting good coverage. Now, if you've got some sort of areas of unevenness from the texture with the sponge painting, you might just want to give it a light sanding before you go ahead and prime.
Okay, that's what I was wondering about. I didn't know if I had to sand it all the way down or not. So.
No, you just probably want to get rid of that ridge.
Yeah, just make it nice and flat. And when you do put your top coat on, Donna, I would recommend a flat paint. Nothing with a gloss, because if you got a little texture on there, the flat paint will help hide that. If you use something with a gloss, you'll see it.
Okay. That is great. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Donna. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.